Just visualize Buddha Vajrasattva space before you, or maybe on your crown, okay, on your head. Manyo palaya Vajrasattva teno ma te chachanda Sudo kaya me bhava, subo kaya me bhava Anarata me bhava sava sedem sava kamba sutsa me siddham shiya kuru ha 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 bhagavana sava tat bezama me mudha bezama vama samaya sadu ahu pe om beza sadu samaya manyapan beza sadu tinubha teta chudun Me bhava, subha kaya me bhava, anarata me bhava, sava sede me bhava, sava kama sutsa me, siddham shiya kuru, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sava tada, bezama me muda, bezama bhava ma, samaya sadu a, te om beza sadu samaya, manipala, beza sadu tinopa, teta chudun, Sudo kayo me bhava, subo kayo me bhava, rato me bawa sawa sede me sawa kama sutsa me tsetam shi yakuru ha 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 bagawa na sawa bezama me moza bezama bawa ma samaya sadu a pe om beza sadu samaya ma me bala beza sadu tenro bawa te tatu dhamme Sudo kayo mebawa, subo kayo mebawa, ano rato mebawa, sawa sede mebawa, sawa kama sutsa me, sitam shiya kuru, ha 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 ha, baga wana sawa tata. Beza ma me moza, beza bawa ma, samaya sato a, pe on, beza sato samaya, manu palaya, beza sato tino ba, teta. Me bawa subo kayo me bawa anorato me bawa sawa sede me sawa kama sutsa me sitam shiya kuru ha 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 baga wana sawa tata bezama me moza bezama bawa ma samaya sato hon pe on beza sato samaya manu pala Beza sado tino ba, tita chudo me ba, sudo kayo me ba wa, subo kayo me ba, ano rato me ba wa, sawa sete me ba, sawa kama sutsa me, chitam shiya kuru, ha 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 ha, baga wana sawa tata. Beza ma me moza, beza ba wa ma, samaya sado. Hum pe om beza sado samaya manu pala beza sado tino ba te tatudo meba sudo kayo meba wa subo kayo meba ano rado meba wa sawa sede meba sawa kama sutta mea sitam shiya ukuru ha 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 bhagavana sawa tata Beza ma me maza beza bava ma samaya sadu ahun te. Jeev Jandrum, your heart visualized, there's no, just imagine the Buddha Vajras are calling your name, oh my fortunate child, all the negative karma, three times negative karma related to the physical body, completely purified. Completely purify. So then your body, become one with Buddha Vajrasana body, or your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasana body. So do the same the next seven for speech, then the last seven is for mind, okay? Om Beza Sado Samaya Manu Palai Beza Sado Tino Ba Tita Tudo Meba Sudo Kayo Meba Wa Subo Kayo Meba Ano Rato Meba Wa Sawa Siti Meba Sawa Kama Sutsa Me Sitam Shiya Kuru Ha 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 Bhagavana Sawa Beza ma me moza beza bava ma samaya sad. Pe om beza sado samaya manu palai. Beza sado tino ba tita tudo me ba. Sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba. Ano rato me ba wa sawa sede me ba. Sawa kama sutsa me sitam shiya kuru. Ha 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 bhagavana sava tada beza ma me moza beza bava ma samaya sa ahu pe on beza sada manu palaya beza sado tino ba te ratu do me sudo kayo me bava subo kayo me bava ano rato me bava sava sede me Sawa kama sutsa me sitam shiya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada Beza ma me moza beza bava ma samaya sadu ahun pe on beda sadu sama manu palaya beda sadu tino ba tita tudu subo kayo me bawa anorado me bawa vasede me bawa sawa kama suta me tsetamashi ya koro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada Bezama me mazam bezam baba ma samaya sadu ahum pe om beza sadu samaya manu palaya beza sadu tino ba tita tudu me sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me bawa ano rato me bawa sawa sede me bawa sawa kama suta me sitam siya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana savatada Bezama me muzam bezam bhavama samay Sadu ahum pe om beza sadu samay Manu palaya beza sadu tino ba tirar Sudo kayo me bhava subo kayo me bhava Anarado me bhava savasidhi me bhava Sava kama suta me siddham shiya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana sava tada Bezama me muzam bezam bava mava samaya sa Ahum pe om beza sadu samaya Manu palaya beza sadu tino ba tira tudo me bav Sudo kayo me bava subo kayo me bav Ano rado me bava sava sede me bai sava kama suza me siddham shiya kuru ha 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 bhagavana sava tata bezama me muza bezam bava ma zama sadu aume Again, visualize deep down from your heart that no Buddha Vajrasana calling your name of my fortunate child. Three times negative karma related to your speech completely purified. Three times negative karma related to the speech, you know, out of created, out of ignorance or not knowing, whether it's negative or not negative, or whether, you know, out of ignorance and out of not knowing, or whether there's no like negative or not negative, or all of them completely purified. Then your speech become one with Buddha Vajrasana speech, or your speech become pure as Buddha Vajrasana speech. Om Benza Sado Samaya Manu Palaya Benza Sado Tino Ba Teta Trudo Meba Sudo Kayo Meba Wa Subo Kayo Meba Ano Rado Meba Wa Sawa Sede Meba Sawa Kama Susa Me Siddham Shiya Kuro Ha 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 Bhagavana Sawa Tada Benza Ma Me Muza Benza Ba Wa Ma Samaya Sadu ahum pe om benza sadu samay Manu palaya benza sadu tino ba tita tudu me ba Sudu kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba wa Ano rado me ba wa sawa sede me ba Sawa kama suta me siddham shiya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada Bezama me muza bezam bava mava samay Sadu ahum pe om beza sadu samay Manu palaya beza sadu tino ba tita tudu me Sudu kayo me bava subo kayo me bava Ano rado me bava sava sede me bava Sava kama suta me sitam shiya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana sava tada Bezama me maza bezam bava mava samaya sad Ahum pe om beza sadva sad Manya palaya benza sado tino ba te da te do me ba sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anorado me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama sutsa me sidamashi yankoro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada benza mame mazam benza bawa mazama Sadhu ahu pe om beza sadhu samay Manya palaya beza sadhu tinoba tejashtudu Mebawa subokaya mebawa Anarado mebawa savasede mebawa Savakama susame siddhashiya kuru Ha 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 bhagavana savatada Beza mame moza beza bava mava sama yava sadu ahu Om beza sadu samaya manya balaya beza sadu tino ba titashtu do meba Sudo kayo meba va subo kayo meba Anarato meba va sava sede meba Sava kama sutsa me siddham shiya kuru Ah, Begawana Sawatada Beza Mame Muda Beza Baba Mama Samaya Zan
Similar visualizations to deep down through your heart, just imagine the Buddha Vajrasattva calling, Oh my fortunate child, three times negative karma created out of ignorance or out of no. Not knowing whether it's like negative karma or not, you know, all those negative karmas completely purifies through the power of, you know, Buddha Vajrasattva mantras, Vajrasattva mantras.
Now then, your body, speech, mind become one with the Buddha Vajrasattva, or your body, speech, mind become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva. Okay. Then remain like that. You know, remain like that. maintain that as long as you can. Or maintain that long as you can. Maybe joyful effort. Can you open the window? That makes sure.
Light.
Yeah, open that so people can see trees. Oh yeah. Oh, good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, wonderful. Joyful effort. Name, give nickname, joyful effort. Name is joy, the joy. So I say joyful effort. So And welcome to basic program. Then where we stop, you remember?
On my text, page 50, the definition of feeling.
Yeah. Feeling or definition of feeling?
Yes.
So, that's like Kundronga is called like five omnipresent mental factors. The feeling is the first one. So then 소화서 지들은 커도 년장 점아 년장 점아다베 때도 고번 점아서 소화서 가시네 팔라시아베 수지 주바탐 이미지 그래서 와서 that's called five omnipresent mental factors. That means every primary mind comes with five of those. Every primary mind comes with these five mental factors. That's why it's called five omnipresent mental factors. So, kundo nga. So, first one is called feeling. Then second, deuxième, tanya dong me deuxième is discriminations. That means you know, basically that like awareness, the levels, awareness, the levels, you know, things, you know, trouble, prayer, well, all of that. So you know, then like all kind. Basically, the function of that awareness is mental factor is labeling things. So. That's called second one, discrimination factor. then the third one is called sempa. What is called?
Intention.
Intention. the awareness that engage the object, you know, that engage the object. Awareness that corresponds with the object. Awareness that primarily corresponds with the object. Awareness, the primary function is leveling. Awareness, primary, the functioning is, main function is feeling, you know. So now that one, the, what is it called?
Intention.
Intention. Anyways, I just explained the definitions. So intention, motivations. Actually, that main function is to engage. You know, engaging or corresponding with object. That's the main function of that mental factor, third one. Mibwa simtewa meje. So, hila cheba. So then, fourth one.
Mental engagement or attention.
Yeah, attention. That's a better translation. Attention. So the primary function is like, having attention. Attention. When you lack attention, you may not remember in the future. You may not remember object, what you've seen, what you heard, or what you feel. You know, you may not remember because what's lacking is attention. So, not lacking, but you know, it's like weak. It's weak. Attention is weak. That's why we have difficulty to recalling things because attention is kind of weak. So that's the main function of the third mental factor out of this five omnipresent mental factor called Yila Cheva. Rekpa asa. So on this is a mijivisa. Rekpa, what is called?
Contact.
Yeah, that's literally translated word Rekpa. Rek usually means touch. Rek means touch, you know. So mainly talking about the physical feeling. Without touching anything, there will be no feeling. So there's no smooth or rough. When you touch, you can feel. Rapa is contact. These are the main function of this each mental factors. But it's not definite as far as a person is concerned. But those five omnipresent mental factors doesn't have to be active all the time. Active, you know? far as person is concerned, those five mental factors doesn't have to be active. When you tell them what you go with the chisim time you come to the chisim time you come to chisim time like subtle
mind time of death, subtle mind time of death, subtle mind time of death, Kochisun Tamu. This probably happened after the, all the end of the death dissolution process, you know, like earth element, water element, the fire element, then the wind element, then after that, there's 25 things that dissolve, five things dissolve with the earth element into the water element, then the five things dissolve simultaneously with the water element into the fire element, then after five things they dissolve the fire element, then like that, then in the end, then there's like subtle mind time of death, called Chisholm time, at that time, these five omnipresent mental factor not active, it's not active. The consciousness, entering into mother's womb, the very first, in the very beginning, when the consciousness enters into mother's womb, or mother's womb's consciousness, the entering into mother's first moment of that, then there will be those five omnipresent mental factors not active at that time. Because of course there's no feeling, there's no feeling or contact, anything like that. These are the two occasions, first subtle mind time of death at that time, or maybe entering, taking as a entering into mother's womb very first time, that time, the second one. Gopala Nyamba Shubha, Gopala Nyamba Shubha is Tsova Gashini, Shubha Soji, Tsova Gashini, Gopala Nyamba Shubha, then there's particular meditations. The people are so tired of all this gross feeling, gross contact, gross engagement, be basically tired of those all this gross feeling. Gross, five omnipresent, very, very active, five omnipresent mental factor. People get very tired of that, so then they do this particular meditation called Gobenyamju. So very intentions to do this meditation to tire of all this gross feeling, all of that. So then when you reach that meditation, this called Gobenyamju, and then all the gross, the things kind of temporarily cease. It's not like they are gone, but they are there, but inactive. They are not active. They are there, but they're not inactive. They are not active. because of this meditation, these are not going to be activated. When you get your new credit card, you activate to call, then here nothing to call, but just the meditations that make inactive those things. So now the feeling, that's the first one, the feeling, definitions and divisions. That's how all the text has been written, all the philosophical text has been written in Tibetan like that. That's how all the philosophical text has been studied in the monastery like that. In monastery, of course, you memorize them. The definition and divisions, and the definitions, Nyamsu Nyue Radu Chiri Riba Tsuwe Tseni, Nyamsu Nyue Radu Chiri Riba Tsuwe Tseni. You understand? Nyamsu Nyue Radu Chiri Riba Tsuwe Tseni. What is it in English?
A knower that is distinguished by being that which experiences. A knower that is distinguished by being that which experiences.
Sounds much more complicated in English, yeah. But sounds much easier in Tibetan. But Nyamsu Nyue Riba Tsuwe Riba. Make sense? Does it make sense in English? Should you want to say?
Can I ask a question now?
Yeah, you can ask.
We use the microphone, just so we can speak it.
anybody student, or
I'm not student. Student. So you said the knower that is experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the feeling will be like the sensation? Is it the sensation, Geshe-la? Or is it the knower of the sensation?
The feeling in Buddhist philosophy, the feeling is awareness.
Oh, okay, it's the awareness.
Yeah, feeling is awareness.
Okay.
That's for one of the five omnipresent manufacturers, the first one. This feeling is awareness. I'm not sure in here when you talk of feeling is awareness or what?
It depends. Feeling can be an emotion.
Well, we say it's a state of mind.
The mind?
A state of mind.
A state of mind. But it's awareness.
Yeah, awareness.
Okay.
Yeah, feeling is awareness.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
So that's an easy. And here, Nyamsu Nyurya Rabdha Shiva requirements, awareness, the experience, feeling, something like that. Anyway, if it's a good translation, I think that's good, you know. So you say, Tsova Tangji, Tsova Pungpo Tinji, Tsova Tsova Pungpo Tinji. Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo, Tsova Pungpo. Do you know like five aggregates? Five aggregates.
Yeah.
Form aggregate, then? Yeah, feeling. That one and this one, synonym. Mutual inclusive synonym. Another slightly different names. When you talk about five aggregates, that's called Tsoe Pungpo. Pungpo. Can you, what's this? That's a synonym?
Yes, feeling and feeling aggregate are synonyms.
Aggregate, Pungpo. Pungpo means, you know, like, Pungpo means like the collection of something. The meaning of definition of Pungpo is like collection of something become aggregate. You know? So meaning of aggregate, the word aggregate in Tibet is called Pungpo. Pungpo means combination of few. That's the definition of Pungpo means aggregate. What is aggregate means? Aggregate means combination of, you know, like collection of few, probably that's better. Collection of few. So out of five aggregates, the second one and this out of this one, these are different name, synonym, or mutual inclusive. What is it? So what are the three of them? Tanjima Yawanyi is assumed to be divided into three, five, so on and so forth. First one, so divided into two, three, five. Okay, feeling divided into two, three, five. The first one, quite easy, you know. Physical feeling, mental feeling. Physical feeling, mental feeling. Nothing, no need to explain. The physical feeling, you know, like physical feeling, pretty much, jamba da tsuba, rough and smooth. Chiwa da yangwa, light and heavy. It's not here, but some other text. You know, so it's not here, but some other text. Rest is in the monastery. Rest. Been 15 years reading this text, now rest in the monastery. Need to bring it back sometimes. Yes, you have to do it. This is easier. And then mental feeling, the feeling that is related to the mind, you know, like pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Probably the same, the physical feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Pretty much. Then it is easier. All the feeling around all the senses, five senses, these are considered as feeling of physical feeling. These are considered as physical feeling. when you look at something beautiful, kind of, you know, they are also, as I said, every primary mind travel with those five mental factors. That's why they're called omnipresent mental factors. When you look at something nice, you know, there's also feeling, contact, attention, engagement, attention, all of it there. Oh. But each one has different functions. Sometimes they are called external feeling, internal feeling. External feeling refers to physical feeling. Same. Different way of calling, but they are same. When you see word external feeling, it means physical feeling. Oh. And the physical feeling means feeling around five senses. Then second one, feeling around in this case mind, that mind refers to the six mental factors. Six mental factors, not like every awareness, or six mental factors. So then internal feeling and the feeling around the six mental factors, they are synonym. Is it clear? Again, there's two divisions. Feeling with materials, feeling without materials. So even here, there's some mistake here in Tibetan text here too. And here it says the first one synonym with the feeling of rope. That's a mistake. Rope supposed to be sarche. It has to be sarche, not tarche. Tar means rope. There's a mistake here. So. Kenzo Rinpoche teacher, about the Sensei Monastery, told when you see some mistake in the book, should not correct, just leave it there, Nobody should do anything, just text, just leave it there, like exactly where it's printed, or maybe read like 100 years ago, nobody should correct them, just leave it there, like exactly like that. People will know when there's mistake, they will know. That's the best to, rather than, correcting them. So then, then probably that correct will get out of hand. The correction will get out of hand, So then, therefore, probably that's the reason, Sajik Tsoa means contaminated feeling, material feelings mutually inclusive with contaminated feelings means feeling doesn't increase. Whenever you hear this word contaminated, uncontaminated, contaminated means it will never increase, it will decrease. Uncontaminated will increase. Samyadeva. So just there's a simplest way to explain. Of course, there are, each one has definition, but simplest way to explain is when you say contaminated happiness, means that happiness will not increase. That happiness will decrease, not increase. Uncontaminated happiness will increase. Kosame, they were same here. The material feelings here are divided into material feelings and feeling with material, feeling without materials. Materialistic feeling and?
Contaminated feeling.
No, the second one, what's
called? Non-materialistic.
Materialistic feeling and non-materialistic feeling. Materialistic feeling, synonym with contaminated feeling, refers to same, doesn't matter, same, different names. The second one, the synonym with the non-materialistic feeling, synonym with the uncontaminated feeling, such as meditation on emptiness, bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness, six causes, one result, how to develop bodhicitta, one instruction, the second instruction, exchanging self with other, that instructions, you know, during those meditations, people, you know, so then, of course, each time when there's primary mind involved, there will be feelings, right? Because every primary mind travels with five omnipresent mental factors. So when you are meditating on something, there will be feeling, there will be contact, there will be engagement, there will be attentions, all of that, you know, all of that, that around that kind of feelings, you know, feelings, you know, will increase. So that's just, you know, illustrations of uncontaminated feelings, such as, you know, wisdom, the feeling around understanding of impermanent, precious human will, precious human life, you know, death and impermanent, all of that, okay. but you will not see that illustration in this text, but these are the illustrations, so, but it's not here. Then now this last one divided, another division, three divisions, that's very commonly known, that's very like well-known division of feelings, you know. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, that's commonly known. No? Pleasant, unpleasant, either one of them has to be feeling. You know, either one of them has to be, whether it's like pleasant, unpleasant, it has to be feelings. When it's come down on neutrals, it doesn't have to be feeling. Feeling, even though feeling, another division, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Pleasant, unpleasant, there has to be feeling. But neutral, doesn't have to be feeling. Even though it has the division of feeling, but doesn't have to be feeling all the time. Panyamla, soya, machadhe. Panyamla, because neutral has that different kind of, you know, neutrals. For example, practicing these two instructions, how to develop bodhicitta based on, you know, six causes, one result, exchanging oneself with others. Before that, one has to equalize your mind towards enemy, stranger, friends. Because equanimity is also neutral, too, is neutral. So that neutral is not feeling, it's neutral. Same as neutral here, does not feel, that's why. Neutral doesn't have to be feeling, that's one of them. Tanyana suya majam, tanyam laji, suya majam de. Maya, tanyana, tanyam la, tsuwa tanyam da. Tsuwa tanyam, tanyam la, tsuwa tanyam da. Gyawa chuyi nazari, dije tanyam so, seme tanyam so, si. There's another one here, it will come on later on the later on the text. Gyawa Chukchi 11 virtues out of 59. What we are studying here, we just began to study 51 mental factors. So then out of that, the first one is, you know, like Kundamaji. So then there's like one called 11 virtues. So among those, one is called neutral, that one is not feeling. Among four immeasurable. One of them is like immeasurable equanimity, that's one. It's neutral, it's not feeling. That's one, I just explained that. Samipanyam. So that one, and also, you know, like equalizing your attitude or your mind towards these three, you know, beings, friend, stranger, close one. This one's neutral but it's not feeling. Then among four immeasurables, the immeasurable equanimity, that's neutral but it's not feeling. So then another one among like 11 virtues will come down there. Now that cover like three divisions, now the five divisions, okay? So what they were, yide, dunga, yimi, de, tawata, nga, yibi, shize, yide. So what there was, yide, dewa, yimi, shize, so what there was, so now that, can you read in English that the five divisions?
Happiness feeling, mental happiness feeling, suffering feeling, mental unhappiness feeling, and equanimity feeling.
Oh, these are good translations, very good. Ide in the dewa in bichar, ide in the dewa in bichar. Soa langa yevin dewa in bichar, majab de. Soa langa yevin dewa in nasi dewa in bichar. Ide in the dewa in bichar, dewa in bichar. Soa langa yevin dewa in bichar, majab de. Dewa in bichar, dewa in bichar. So long I mean, there were no loser, there were in Christianism. But this, no, rest is not that important. No, it's important when you debate, that you have to know. Otherwise, no, it's not that important. Because you did not, there were in Christianism, you did not, there were in Christianism. If something is mental happiness, it has to be happy feeling. So the divine vision, it has to be happiness. So along with this, now when you see here, like the five divisions are feeling, in that, you know, happiness, that also refers to the physical happiness. These are the minor difference. It's important to know when you debate. Otherwise, you would lose the debate. So I'm going to tell you, so long I've been divine, so I'm going to tell you, 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 so among like five divisions of feeling in this case, happiness refers to physical, unhappiness also refers to suffering, refers to the physical. Okay, so then how is about there are like mental happiness, mental unhappiness, these are, you know, these are not, you know, happiness. Generally speaking, they are a happiness, but it's not happiness based on these five categories, five divisions. So see, do you understand? Your head is spinning a little bit?
Yeah. Oh,
so better to stop. Yeah. No need to spin your head. No. So you read in order to debate, you must read materials, you know. Without reading material, then going to debate is like banging your head on the wall. The wall is going to win, your head is going to win. Similarly, like say like debating with the mother is like banging your head on the pillars, because the mother don't know philosophical texts, so then, you know, there's nothing to base. They say amala chowa maja kala dunga maja, amala chowa maja, don't debate with the mother, no, don't bang your head on the pillar, your head is going to lose, the pillar has no feeling, no feelings. So. How did it start? Like, one monk said, or mother said, I'm not sure. One monk, you know, traveling, so then, like, I say, like, then during the travels, you know, then like I stop somewhere, like some family's house, and in the morning or late at night, there. So there are like some bugs running around, Probably mother said, you know, to child or whoever said, oh, take this bug to some place where there will be no death, That literally means, take this bug somewhere safer from death. The monk said, please also take me somewhere there will be no death. So the monk, it's like debating, mind, asking, please, can you take me someplace there will be safer from death? So then I think that's how this saying I think started. So not good idea to have debate with the mother, you know. Mother say things, you know, it's not based on the philosophical text. You just say, you know. So there's like debating without testing, testing the philosophical knowledge or testing philosophical knowledge, whether someone has, your opponent has philosophical knowledge or not, or maybe your opponent has like understanding of Dharma or not, there's a way to test without speaking the word. So Arya Deva, called Papala, in Tibet, Papala Arya Deva, basically like loss of that one eye. From Nalanda Monastery in India, their time there's like a lot of debates going around between Buddhism and non-Buddhist school, you know, particularly about, you know, epistemology, Buddhist epistemology. Mudetaya, there's one like very like well-known non-Buddhist scholars, you know, coming to Nalanda to debate. When they debate, what they do, they bet their religions. If you debate, if you lose, you become Buddhist. If you lose, then you become Hindu. Like then, no, they like Arya Deva and like about to have debate with. That Mudetayam, there's like well-known non-Buddhist practitioners. Then Arya Deva, the reason Arya Deva lost one of his eyes, because before he go to debate with this you know, scholar, and he's like probably having some debate with Nagarjuna, his teachers, and there's, you know, some inauspicious things happened. He did something that's very inauspicious towards his master. That's the result, you know, then this life he lost one of his eyes. Anyway, Mudetaya is coming from the distance, coming towards Nalanda Monastery. Arya Deva was waiting for him. So Arya Deva has the mala, went like this, and just say, did they say any word, you know, just go like this. Then Mudetaya, oh, now I lost my mala. Mudetaya immediately went like this. Thank you. What Arya Deva was asking, what is the cause of samsara, cyclic existence? That's why he's asking. Arya Deva, the Mudetaya took it up right away, say ignorance. That's what he's saying, you know, he's just covering his head and he's saying ignorance. Then Arya Deva said, oh, No, you can't, like I say, he knows, you know, what is about to debate, he knows, you know, so that's one way to test. I had to ask him, what is the main cause of cyclic existence? That's why he's turning his mala and his clothes like that, would that cover his head. He's saying ignorance. So then, you know, then there's long stories, you know, they went well while they're debating, so then Mudetaya was very angry. Then, you know, like each one has their own protectors, you know, then not just between them, then there's some kind of yeah. Adi Mudita is very much supported by Shiva. Shiva. No, then like Ayodhya was very much supported by Mahakala. So then there's all kind of, you know, then finally Mudita lose the debate. No? All kind of things have tried to trick, like trying to probably make Ayodhya angry or something, like irritated. Doesn't work. So between them, there's so many long story there, so no one say, or don't remember them very well. So this is for sake, for the debate, you know, this is important, no, but other than that, not that important. No. So now the second category, like, first one, out of 51 mental factors, first one, 5 omnipresent mental factors, the second one is called yunyenga, not sure how to say it in English, yunyenga.
They call it 5 object determining mental factors.
Yeah, 5 object, no, yunyenga.
And sometimes it's called object ascertaining mental factors, I think.
So that's why I know, like, much, much better to study Tibetan, it's much easier, much less work. So, but you know, even His Holiness admitted it's not easy to pass in all these philosophical tests, because it's been in Tibetan language hundreds of years, you know, that's how the people study. So before that, you know, it's pretty much in Sanskrit and mainly, some in Pali, mainly all in Sanskrit. You know? So the yunyenga, so this meaning-wise, this is very good translation. Word-wise, it's too much word, too many words. But you can hear yunyenga, that's all. There's only 2 syllables, yunyenga. Yunyenga, there's only 3 syllables. They are probably like whole sentence there. That means the West people like to talk. It's all of words. Asia is not much of a word. I'm just joking. Now that one, okay, second one. Just it's called Yunyenga. Dumba Mipa, Temba Ting is a Sherabji. They're slightly different between first and second. Can you say it in English? First one?
Aspiration.
Yeah, that's good. Aspirations. First, you have to have aspiration for shamatha. If you don't have aspiration for shamatha, you are not going to put effort, no? So then joyful effort, that's a result of first aspirations. Then second one?
Belief.
Mipa, that's like having a faith in the quality of Kamabhairimeti. I'm just using this Kamabhairimeti as an example. You have to see the quality of Kamabhairimeti. See, that's like the second one refers to belief means faith, sometimes called faith. Mipa, Tibetan word Mipa means you have you have aspirations. Like practical voice. Now here the way it worded, but practical level, second one first come, the first one comes second. I think first we have to see the qualities. Result. What is the result? What is the benefit? What is the benefit? Then you know the way they read the materials, like the Dharma materials long time ago, not out of faith. Of course there are certain people they read out of faith, certain people they look at the text, beginning of the text, what is the subject? What is the temporary benefit? What is the ultimate benefit? What is the purpose? So every text listed very clearly, jaja, 그 교수 치시서 제자 fast subject what is the subject 제자 거바 purpose 제자 거바 니게 means the result temporary result ultimate result if this then is something good then they will read the materials then not just read then they will put into practice not just out of faith no? That's the Nalanda traditions Nalanda tradition that's how they read the materials no? Not out of faith So first you have to have faith in karma binding. Oh, karma binding is wonderful. When you know, like the seeing the how this faith has been generated, the benefit of karma binding, benefit of concentration. If I able to concentrate, what's the benefit? The result, ultimate result, physical pliancy, mental pliancy, you know, like so on and so forth. Then they say, oh, so then you develop aspirations. Then aspirations leads to joyful effort. So then, you know, actually come about the meditation will take place. Without that, so, you know, same here. First one is called aspiration, second one is called belief. Believing in the qualities, okay, quality, or faith, same. Faith doesn't mean, you know, blind faith, like having a faith with your physicians, your doctors, you know, like that kind of, you know, faith, talking, not like just blind faith. Temba, mindfulness. Thinking during concentrations. Shut up, wisdom. This I know how to translate English, wisdom. Temba, the mindfulness there. That's now the etymology of that, you know, term, yunge, etymology of the term. Yusuzungeva means these five mental factors has different functions. So, Can you say in English?
Aspiration aspires to or seeks the object.
No, so now like what is it? Five divisions. First one is aspirations, belief, mindfulness, concentration, then wisdom. Then
individually ascertain objects and thus are called ascertainers or determiners of objects.
That's the etymology of that term, yunye. But you know, the term is the term in Tibetan is much shorter, and here etymology and term is the same length, so it makes it a little bit complicated. Kangsa, that means being, person, not like all sentient beings. Kangsa, no? Kangsa, Kang, that's etymology of that. Kang means filled with, you know, delusions. Sa means falling down from tip of the samsara, where? Formless realm. Four level in the formless realm, form realm, desire realms. Filled with the delusions, then falling down from tip of the samsara all the way down. That means going up and down many times, not just one. That's the etymology of kangsa, or like, you know, like a person. But that does not mean the person, every person has to be like that. No, it doesn't mean like that. Soche, lotus, flower called legbone. Legbone, that's the name of lotus, legbone. Why? Because this is because that etymology, because it's born in leg. That's why it's called leg bone. Does not mean everything that's born in leg called leg bone. No, because there are certain fishes like frog, all of that. These are not called leg bone, even though they are born in leg. So then the etymology doesn't have definite. How do you say? Yeah, doesn't have to, you know, like.
Correlation.
Yeah, it's not definite. It's called. My dog is called Snow Lion, but it looks like Snow Lion, but it's not really Snow Lion. When you give name, there's three reasons. Traditionally, you give name based on three reasons. Dawa, it looks similar. That's why you give. And there's something. So I don't remember the rest. But you know, the three reasons to give name. Then dimbe yula dinshe tendu nyawasa, dinye dimba, nimba. That now the kind of like explanation is not really etymology. There's the explanation of the first one, what is it called?
Aspiration.
Hmm?
Aspiration aspires to or seeks the object.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good. See the opinion. Then, second one.
Belief engages that object joyfully.
There's no joyful effort, but you know, that's like now you are seeing the qualities, you know, benefit. Oh? Timber?
Mindfulness apprehends the object of observation and the aspect.
Yeah, because the it's like rope. You tie, then you are not going to lose. It's like rope. You know, when you tie elephant there, elephant is there. You know, it's not going to lose. And then that's like, you know, that's pretty good. The second one, then, after that?
Stabilization or concentration abides one pointedly.
Stillness, you know, being still on the object, being still on the object. That's pretty good explanation. Then wisdom.
Wisdom analyzes individually.
So here, this is different wisdom. Wisdom and method, when you say wisdom and method, two sides, that wisdom is different. This wisdom, everybody has, no? There's two different types of wisdom. Even though they're both called wisdom, there's totally different meaning, no?
Is it Sherab or Shema?
Yeah, Sherab is the same in Tibetan word, even Sherab, but no, Tapshe, that Tapda, Sherab. Then Sherab has different meaning, much, much deeper meaning. But Sherab here, out of those five things, Sherab, no, then everybody has. It's not like that divine, this Sherab, you know, able to distinguish, oh, this is prayer, this is table, oh, this is clock. Is it useful? Sake of liberation, not much, no. Sake of liberation is not that much useful, but it's useful. It is like temporarily useful to distinguish. This the wisdom is that kind of wisdom, able to distinguish. Then there's another, you know, that's the wisdom mainly talks about Dharma wisdom. That means able to distinguish between something needs to be practiced, something that needs to be abandoned. So that is the meaning of, you know, Dharma wisdom, you know, not just wisdom, you know. So this is good. So then, can you further read down, please? Can you carry on?
Aspiration is established because aspiration, wish, and seeking are synonyms.
Aspirations?
Wish.
Wish.
And seeking.
Oh, this is pretty good translation. Seeking, wish. Usually I use this word. Wish, seeking. These are more like, you know, easy to understand. No, that's exactly what that word means. Wish, seeking. So I usually use word wish. So I hesitate, you know, so, but that's what it means. Dumba means wish. Dumba means wish. Wish to be like that, you know, like that wish. Tene dumba, dumba, tene no tujin. Chutala tene, dumba yuna chutala. So now they see the order. Second one, if you have wish for something, so their effort will follow. Not every effort is joyful effort. Joyful effort usually refers to something positive. Gewala to Semba, that's the definition of joyful effort. You know, you can put so much effort not always means joyful effort. Here, effort out of six perfections, that effort is called joyful effort, you know. So that is like doing something positive. Dumba tenyeji tenyeji tenyeji, chwe tela tenyeji dumba na chul dumba chundi jungsa. According to shamatha meditation instructions, wish, because of wish, then there's like faith follows. Because of faith, then there's joyful effort. Because of joyful effort, then there'll be actual meditation. That's the order. So gyawa chuji chon, the gyawa chuji. So now, little time left, so now this complete, the second five. Second five, or out of 51 vendor factors, 10 is covered, 10 is covered. So now the 11, what is it called here?
Virtuous mental factors, 11.
Virtuous, 11 virtuous mental factors, 11 virtuous mental factors. First one, teba, faith. See, faith is virtuous, faith. Not easy to develop, but you know, like so there are, you know, three different types. You know, teva means thame teva, ngodoga teva, ishiga teva, so ishiga teva. Conviction faith, that's no more difficult to develop. Conviction faith. Then that means like wish, or wish to be like, you know, or wish to be like, wishing to be like something, something like, wishing to be like Shakyamuni Buddha. This is like Mundyoga Teva, that's one kind of faith. So here now, you know, I will explain here because it's all in the faith. Tame Teva means, you know, just, you know, like, mind just pleased by seeing some holy objects, seeing some holy beings, your mind just pleased, you know, being around like on holy object, seeing some holy beings, you know, like, and like can be like holy side beings, Tametava, that's called Tametava, you know, Tametava. Some people, when they go to holy site, they feel the very strong feeling. Some people, they are just tourists, they're just there to take some photo and wondering how long this place has been there, who built, how old, you know, like what kind of material they use, how they built. Doesn't feel much, you know. Some people, they go with the devotions and their mind just pleased to be around there. So that's what time and time. First, the last one is conviction faith. You are 100% convinced, analyzing, experimenting, some kind of, you know, meditations, so then you are 100% convinced. That's how you develop faith towards Shakyamuni Buddha, studying his, analyzing his work, Shakyamuni Buddha's work. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa developed so much very strong conviction faith to Shakyamuni Buddha, reading about emptiness, you know, emptiness. So, knowing the teachings, that's how you develop, you know, true faith, unshakable faith to Shakyamuni Buddha, studying his text, his teachings. That's how you trust Shakyamuni Buddha, that's how you develop conviction faith through Shakyamuni Buddha, studying his text. Yes, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this one text after Lama Tsongkhapa saw emptiness. You know, so then after that, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this called Prayers to Interdependence. Prayers to Interdependence. In that text, Lama Tsongkhapa clearly said that text has been written after Lama Tsongkhapa, when Lama Tsongkhapa saw emptiness. So then after Lama Tsongkhapa wrote, you know, how wonderful it, people see emptiness. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this whole text called Prayers to Interdependence. So in that text, Lama Tsongkhapa clearly said, best way to praise Shakyamuni Buddha. There are so many different ways you can praise Shakyamuni Buddha, but the best way to praise Shakyamuni Buddha is based on knowledge of emptiness. That's the best way to put it. Then, so these are the three types of faith in Buddhism, okay? Mazashyaba, what do you call that?
Shame.
Shame. Then, little different than the shame that, you use in day-to-day life language, the shame. Mazashyaba. No, just say, Mazashyaba. Using you as a reason, or maybe you are a powerful man or woman, or maybe because of your wealth, or maybe your power, your whatever, you know, so then looking down on someone else, there's shame. Understand, there's a shame. So looking at other people, okay, so I don't have to show any respect to that person, no education, no position, no power, you know, so then disrespecting, using other people as a reason, disrespecting, that's second one.
Embarrassment.
Oh, that's embarrassment.
Do these have the quality of refraining from doing something based on...
Not doing that. It's not shame. This is like knowing shame. Knowing shame, that's the virtue, not the shame itself. Knowing shame. Mazashyaba means like knowing as a, not like the... It's like, it's not shame. Shame is like, you know, using your wealth, your power, your positions, your educations, then disrespecting others. That's shame. Using other people's reason, oh, there's no wealth, no education, no wealth, no power, you know, I don't have to be honest, I can just ignore. That's embarrassment, no? But this, like, shame is not virtuous. Embarrassment, not virtuous. But not doing that, okay, not, make sense? How are you going to translate then?
Well,
huh? What do you say, Jill? Yeah.
I don't have the definitions in front of me from last time, but I thought it was, I can't remember, they felt like they were a little different, shame and embarrassment.
Well, they are different.
I mean, than what you said.
Yeah. They are different. One is shame is using your own, yourself as a reason, your quality, your position.
I think it means the desire not to be ashamed, the desire to avoid a sense of acting in a way that you that you would be ashamed oneself by what you did. It's a desire to avoid that sense of being ashamed.
Do you understand? You understand this? Now the problem is like that. Yeah, that's exactly what Patrick said. There's a meaning. So now the question here is about the word.
Right.
Yep. They call it shame and embarrassment, but they talk about it in terms that because of your opinion of yourself, you will not
respect.
Treat others. Yes, you will not
respect others. No?
Right.
You will respect them because you don't want to be the kind of person that would disrespect them. And
yeah, exactly. That's the virtues.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't look down upon them. You don't want to look down upon them. Is that right?
Yeah. And you do it because of your view of yourself.
Right.
And then you, for embarrassment, because you don't want your teachers or other people's opinion to look down on your behavior, you refrain from that.
Not much.
That's how we had it explained.
Poor people, you know, has no knowledge, no education, nothing. Then, because of that, you don't respect them, you don't show respect them, you don't treat them well. You look down on them because of they have no knowledge, no power, no wealth. So that's embarrassment.
But
yeah,
huh?
I thought that was pride. Yeah.
But not doing that is virtuous.
No, not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Embarrassment is not virtuous.
Right.
Shame is not virtue.
But not the meaning of shame in Ngosa Yoba. Ngosa Yoba means no having a shame. Having a shame, that means you are not going to look down.
Right.
Having a shame, that's having a shame, not shame itself. Having a shame means this makes you see different. Having a shame means you are not going to look down.
Right.
But it's more the fear of shame.
No.
It's the fear of shame.
Not really fear of shame. Like, not like I say, like...
You don't want to feel shameful, so you don't do it.
Shameful is good or not good?
It depends on how you define it.
Shameful is not good, but once, if you don't do it, you don't have to feel it.
Mm.
So it's
so
good
if you
to...
you don't look down on people, if you don't disrespect them, then you don't have to feel the shame.
Mm.
But it, then you just don't feel it. So how is that virtuous?
That's a cultural definition.
Do you want me to read Venerable George's thing from last time?
Well, he's saying that...
Or the text.
From doing it,
yeah. What's my notes?
What George said?
Consider shame is consideration for oneself. The other is for others. So consideration for oneself, self-respect, and then in quotes, avoidance of misdeeds on account of oneself. It has the function of acting as a support for effective restraint from misconduct. Like I shouldn't do these non-virtue actions because I'm a Buddhist. This mind can help prevent you from entering into a bad mind.
So see the first one, read the first one, beginning, very beginning.
Consideration for oneself.
That's one that you explain. Consideration for oneself,
yeah.
That's shame. And second one?
Consideration for others.
Oh, so now what it means, self and other, what it means? It means you are using your own power, your own knowledge, your own reputation, your own wealth, that you look down. That's shame, or not showing respect. Using other self, other self means they're using other because of you are disrespecting others because they have no power, no knowledge, no nothing. No, so then you don't show respect. Oh, I don't have to show any respect because no, these people are not powerful like that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
So that is the explanation. So so then based on that. Now, for Tendra, you understood, right?
We were taught differently.
Yeah.
We were just taught that they used the word shame to mean that because it's a way to guard yourself from doing non-virtuous actions.
Yeah, so not doing that is a virtue.
Yeah.
But then, like, the question is how you word it. There's no way to word. It's going to be like whole sentence. It's going to be like whole.
They just called it shame.
Yeah, so that means what I want you to know is like shame is not virtue. Embarrassment is not virtuous. These two need to explain. Then not doing that is virtuous.
Right.
See, so that's why my main concern is Patrick also said, well said, you know, like you need to explain. Shame is not virtue. Embarrassment is not virtuous. But you need to explain what is the, how you define embarrassment, how you define shame, then based on that explanation, not doing that, based on you, that's virtuous. Not doing that based on others, that's virtuous. These are the words. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not just word itself. Clear?
Yeah.
John? Understood?
I think so. I mean, it doesn't seem like the same as we read in a text. But
no. What text?
Just different definitions.
Perbachak's text on the mental factors.
Do you have the text?
No, I don't have it with me. But it was the one that Jill read.
Yeah.
There's a text or your footnote.
It seems like you're using a different definition of shame.
No. They're different.
Than in the text.
When you talk about text, you have to read the text, not read the footnote. You have to read the text.
The text I had in quotes, and then the other part was the commentary.
Text. You are reading the text? This is the same text here.
No,
huh? It was a different text.
It's a different text.
Perbachak, different text?
It's a. I think it's Perbachak's text, isn't it?
I think Perbachak sounds right.
There's nothing, I think, but you know, Perbachak only wrote one text here.
Okay.
So I was wondering.
I
studied all the Perbachak texts in India, so I was wondering what kind of text.
It's
maybe there's something that Perbachak wrote then.
nobody saw in the monastery. Maybe Fujo wrote somewhere in America.
We use a different text for that course, mm-hmm. that part of the course.
Yeah. No, when you debate, no, when you study the philosophical text, you have to be very, very clear.
Yes, well, I don't think this is a solution, but like at the bottom, they have
not. What is that? This is no illusion.
It's not a solution, but what the. It might be helpful if we talked about non-shame and non-embarrassment. That is, you know, like at the bottom where he's for the 11th virtuous mental factor is non-harmfulness.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
very good.
So we say non-shame, non-embarrassment.
No,
is the
it will create more confusion if you literally translate what Tibetan text said. Ngosa meba means not having shame. That's considered as negative.
Mm-hmm.
Not having right. embarrassment
right.
is considered as a negative.
Right.
What it means here, having shame, having embarrassment,
are virtues because you're not going to explain.
Yeah. Right. Make sure people there don't just think, oh, shame is virtue, embarrassment is virtues. Not having shame, not having embarrassment, ngosa meba, ten meba, these are non-virtues. Ngosa yoga means having shame, having embarrassment, these are, you know, verses in the 11th
mm-hmm.
verses. That's one way to say having shame, having embarrassment. Then you have to explain what it means. It means you don't look down because you are more educated, because you have more money, more power, you don't look down. That's like having shame. Having embarrassment, you don't just look down if somebody has no power, no position, no wealth, you know, you just show respect. So that means having embarrassment. There's another way to say, you know, that's exactly in Tibetan text, Ngosa Yoba, Te Yoba. When you count the 11 verses, mental factor, that's you say, Ngosa Yoba, Ngosa Yoba, Ngosa, Te Yoba, that's how you count, you know. So, but here, translation, they just say, shame, embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
capability of feeling shame. It's the capability of having the mental factor of shame or embarrassment is that it's what it's virtuous.
Mm.
Because then you guard yourself because you don't want to feel, you know you are capable of feeling shame, but because you don't want to feel shame because it's not a comfortable feeling, then you guard yourself of not having it. But if you're having it, then it's non-virtuous.
Mm.
So it's the capability of not having it.
No, having children, having shame, having embarrassment, these are virtues.
Well, I think it's, I'm sorry, Geshe-la, I think it's, for me, it's the language.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Heavy
I am understanding very clear what you're saying, but I'm getting lost here with English.
In quotes,
no, it's just different than in English as well.
Yeah.
In quotes, it just simply says, in shame, avoidance of misdeeds on account of oneself, and embarrassment is avoidance of misdeeds on account of others.
Embarrassment? Yeah.
Avoid misdeeds on account of others. For embarrassment.
Yeah, that's
so
how you
shame is yourself.
That's how you explain.
Embarrassment to others.
Avoiding.
Yeah, avoidance of misdeeds.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. So that's exactly correct. Yeah. So that when you explain, that's how you explain the definition of shame, definition of embarrassment is how you explain. But when you count 11 verses, then you say having a shame, having a embarrassment. So then, time is past. So the homework, or maybe for discussions, if you look at this five, you know, division of the, that section, five division of, So there will be there discussions. Mm-hmm. Then you will lead or no, you know will lead.
I'm going to drive you.
Yeah. I can go with children and matter. I can go with them if you want to lead that.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Are you staying here?
Yes.
I think then I think it's good to have Tendula here. I think Tendula has knowledge, you know. So I can go with Metra and Alexander.
What is our homework, Ashila?
To look at this five division of the feeling.
Okay. Five. Okay.
Yeah. So then there are some like philosophical kind of debate here. Now, so maybe make sure.
And we won't be here next Friday. Is there class next Friday? We'll be at family camp.
Oh yeah, I'll be at
family camp. Oh, yeah, next Friday probably.
I'll be here.
Yeah, they'll still be here.
The next day is Sakagawa.
Mm-hmm. Next Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday morning early.
No, so early.
Yeah, 21st.
So I would.
Yeah, so just follow maybe like Saturday early morning here precept, 5 o'clock. So I think that's probably a good idea.
Would someone let Shanka know so he can send it out on the list?
Yeah.
And so for the next 2 weeks we won't have program because
I know Amy will be here next.
Yeah.
Venerable.
That's in 3 weeks. There's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Got my date.
I did too.
And also pray for Shankar. You know, Shankar is going through some difficulties, I think family issues. So that's why he's not able to come. But he really wants to come, but he's not able to come because there's some kind of complication going there. Didn't he? Dedication. Gewande nyolona laima sanje dojone doa chena ma. Oh.